This is Elevations, bringing new perspectives to science, technology, education, and the arts. I'm your host, Amy Reynolds. Our interview today is with Sarah Rogers, director of the Kent State Museum. The museum's goal is to advance the understanding of world cultures through collecting, preserving, and exhibiting fashion and textiles. We spoke with Rogers at the Fashion Museum in Kent, Ohio, and she showed us some of the works on display.
The inspiration for the designers comes from many places. There's a fun piece in the hallway, Grandfather Knowles' Best, and it's all wire, and it's a sculpture. On the shelf, it looks like it's in Grandpa's workshop, and there is a clamp, and there are keys, and there's an oil can, and there's a wrench. All of these are made out of twisted and woven wire. You know, you can look at it from the perspective, oh, it's about this lightness and this heaviness and the shadow, and it's open and yet it's dense. Or, you know, where I went was memory to my father's workshop. And you can be working with fiber, you can be working with non-traditional materials, and how do they push that?
Beyond the various collections of historic clothes and experimental pieces, the museum's trying to push the envelope and become a place that incorporates interactivity.
We want to be much more open and fun and relevant, and you don't have to come in and whisper, and you can come by yourself, you can come with a gaggle of people. We're starting to introduce some chat stations so we get people's feedback. We're working on some technologies to help you learn more about the objects. So when somebody rolls their eyes and says, oh, I don't want to go to that stuffy, you know, museum, we're trying to change that perception. Once we get people in the door, they have a really good time.
One of the museum's highlights is the Fashion Timeline exhibit, showing types of dress from the late 18th century through the 1950s.
It gives you an idea of the amazing things that have been entrusted to us, starting with an exquisite silk taffeta gown from 1760s. Think French Revolution. It is a beautiful blue and cream with ribbon bodice, and as you would imagine, lace, and she puffs out at the side. Very, very elegant. Obviously, this would have been worn by someone of means. It seems a little odd when it's the period of the American Revolution, but again, this raises those questions about who was wearing what. You'll see another gown in the same room and that has made of cotton and is printed fabric. When they figured out the technology to print on fabric, then people who weren't wealthy, wealthy, wealthy would also be able to have garments that had design and style on them. If you look at the history of computers, the first computers were really the Jacquard looms. And those were the looms that figured out and controlled very, very complex weaving. And they had the punch cards. And those of us who might remember the early computer rooms with punch cards, it's the same pluses and minuses. So what excites me also is this being able to tell the story of how fashion and clothing has been integral and a part of changes in technology.
According to Sarah Rogers, the Fashion Timeline exhibit will soon be extended.
We are now going to be taking over the gallery where, right next to where we used to end with the 1950s, and we're going to be able to continue up into the current day. And so I think people who know the museum, who've been here before, are going to be really surprised and pleased to see more contemporary clothing in the Timeline exhibition.
Rogers has a message for those who question why fashion matters.
Because this is material culture. We wear our values. We wear who we are. You can tell. You know, we also wear our attitudes by what we put on in the day. We all do it, unless we're nudist. Every morning, we make certain decisions. And it's using that to be able to have really relevant, interesting conversations, especially on a campus.
We've been talking with Sarah Rogers, director of the Kent State University Museum. Elevations is produced by Joe Gunderman, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm your host, Amy Reynolds, dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Join us every Saturday morning at 7 on 89.7 WKSU.